Back here at the State Cross Country Meet, Kearney Country Club, Kearney, Nebraska. We are here with one of Ainsworth's co-head coaches, Trey Schleter. And Trey, you got to be happy with the way the kids run. And we always talk about weather, and today might have been just a bit cooler than we thought, but it was a better day for running than it has been in the past, temperature-wise. And as we see the times that have come across today, that really has told us the weather is big key in cross country.
Yeah, weather is everything when it comes to running, and we know historically this meet tends to be kind of hot some years, and we've dealt with that more in the past than we have the cold. But given the conditions today, I mean, a little bit and miss throughout the meet so far today, and it's just, you can't really ask for much better weather than this to go run in.
Well, I tell you what, when we see the times here, there were some times this year that would have medaled last year that didn't this year in the girls' Class D race. We mentioned in our interview earlier this week that it was going to be one of the toughest races in the state, and Avery Arns basically shattered a record 28 seconds faster than the fastest time here for a female runner at the Kearney Country Club. And then you have a freshman in Reagan Moody that came in not underneath 20 yet in her career. She's a freshman and runs that time of 19:38, her first time on the course.
Yeah, super impressed with what we've seen from Reagan throughout the year. And to be able to come down here on this course and just the difficulty of it and the atmosphere of the state meet, you know, emotions are high, and being a freshman, didn't really know what we were going to get out of her in this environment, but just a phenomenal performance from her, one of the best performances she's had all year long.
You take a look at a gal, 15th place last year in Kylie Orton. She goes under 21 today in the 20s. That's going to only be good enough for 29th in the stacked field.
Yeah, I mean, you look at another runner from our district in Daisy Frick running a 20.03 last year and kind of in that ballpark this year, a 20.07, but she fell from third place clear back to 12th place this year. I mean, that just goes to show in 1 year how much this field in Class D has improved, and it's just an honor to see it down here and something really cool for the sport as a whole.
Senior Peyton Moody, we mentioned, battled injury after injury after injury, comes in and runs one of her better times, 23:16, and a good way for her to go out as a senior.
Yeah, I mean, Peyton's been a really big part of this team the past few years, and she came into the season with a different chip on her shoulder, battling injuries year in and year out throughout her high school career, and I knew she wanted to do big things at being a senior, and she really did perform throughout the year for us and put together a really nice finish to a senior season.
And then you had a couple of gals got their first taste of the Kearney Country Club in freshman Adeline Doak and Izzy Painter.
Yeah, our two girls to round out our top five. I sat in the hotel room with them last night, and I don't think they really knew how to respond when I asked them if they had any questions for me. They didn't really know what they were walking into, but I just tried to be encouraging for them. I know freshmen always take this course a little bit differently, seeing it for the first time, running it for the first time, but definitely huge for them to come in as freshmen, being their first year in the sport, to be able to run down here on this course and have that experience with them.
Holden Beal, now as we go to the boys' side, 40 seconds faster, basically, than last year. Last year finished, I believe, in about 69th. This year, 46, and he just gradually is getting better in what, again, has been a super tough field.
It has been. And Holden's one of those kids coming in as a freshman. He was able to qualify and get down here to Kearney, and he's been down here. This is the third year he's been able to run the course, and I really feel like he's going to be our leader come next season and have a breakout year as a senior. We've got all the parts coming together for him to be the leader on a team down here at Kearney, and just super proud of all of the effort that he's given throughout the season, and being able to watch him climb 40 seconds and 25 spots at this meet from 1 year to the next is something to hang your hat on at the end of the day.
Well, for most, we say that wraps up a season, and most of these student-athletes go on to other extracurricular activities and things like that, but basically probably a week or 2 weeks away, and you're like, all right, make sure we're doing this and that.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely take a few weeks off and kind of regroup, and, you know, we'll start making plans for next season and getting ready for that.
Congratulations on the great season again to you, your staff, and your student-athletes, Trey.
Thank you, Cody.
That is the Ainsworth co-head coach, Trey Schleter, and tell you what, it was a great day here. History was made in that girls' Class D race. Class A has some runners that may be able to compete with Avery Arns in her time. Greg Kinsey has loaded up on KBRB.net all of the results from state cross country so far today. You can check that again on our sports page at KBRB.net. And again, congratulations to North Central's Angela Frick, a four-time medalist in Class D for the North Central Knights. Be listening later on here at 5:30 on AM 14-106.3 in the web. Greg Kinsey has North Central and Ainsworth, third place game of the Niobrara Valley Conference Volleyball Tournament. And I'll be on FM 92.7. Stuart Bronco is trying to pick up, again, another district title and finish the season undefeated in the district and move on to playoffs as the Stuart Broncos are in Litchfield to take on Angeli Litchfield. Football for you on a Friday night, six-man football. And we'll hit the coach's corner around 6:40, kickoff 7 o'clock. From Kearney Country Club, I'm Cody Gucci. That wraps it up for State Cross Country today.